Emily, you're a bartender, right, you said?
I'm a server and a bartender.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so you're a bartender. I wanted to bring up something that happened to me this weekend. So I want to know how you feel about somebody pointing out a mistake you made with their drink. So the situation was, my wife and I were out at this bar in the Fulton Market area for her coworkers' like pre-wedding celebration get together. And I don't like the taste of like soda. I don't know, for what it is, it's just like so dry, so I don't get it in a drink, so I always get Sprite instead. So there's this bartender, and I give her the benefit of the doubt for this whole thing because she was working back there alone, it was loud, but I ordered the drink and I watch her pour soda into the drink and not Sprite. And I was like, okay. I kind of let it go. I took the drink and I sat down with my wife and I muscled through it, right? I kind of made some faces, but hey, you know what? I wanted a drink, so I drank the drink. But then when it came to the second time, did the same thing. I made sure I said it nice and loud so she can hear. Sprite, not soda. Don't want that soda. And then I watched her pick up the can of soda and pour it in the drink. And I was like, oh my God, is this happening to me again? And so I didn't say anything. I could tell she was like a little overwhelmed or whatever. But as a bartender, do you want to know if you made a mistake making the drink?
Honestly, yeah, I would like to know because I do like constructive criticism. Like, I want to make sure that I'm giving you the best customer service and giving you what you paid for. So I personally don't mind people telling me, like, hey, this isn't what I expected. I usually offer if I can remake it for them, or if they don't want that remade, I would offer something else.
Got it. So you think I should have said something? I felt bad saying something. I just felt like she was the only one there. People were, like, barking drinks at her, and I don't know.
No, I get it. I mean, I'm like that, too. Okay, but you are paying for what you're paying for, and you want them to know, too, so they can get it right the next time.
Well, here's the kicker, and I think it actually may have been better that I didn't say anything, because when I went to go close out my tab, for whatever reason, she couldn't find it. Obviously, she was having a day, and so she was like, oh, it's free or whatever, and I was like, no, and, you know, I was like, charge me for something, and then so at least I can tip you, right? So I did that, and I was like, oh, I guess that worked out. Like, I didn't even pay for the drinks really anyways. So it all worked out.
Yeah, things happen for a reason.
All right, if you have a different opinion on that to you, you can text in 44995. I'll go through all the text messages. But your Zach Bryan tickets are next on US 99.